Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Potential motives come to the surface behind Nigeria's worst school kidnapping in years. Then, Warrior Set Free equips Ukrainians to point war veterans to where true hope can be found. That story in just a few moments. But first, the search continues for more than 260 remaining students and staff who were kidnapped from a Catholic school in northwest Nigeria Friday. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says the daughter of one of their partners was among the original 315 abducted. She was also in a group that managed to escape over the weekend with nearly 50 others. But other news is grim.
What we're hearing now is it's not so much about ransom. It's purely about these people and they're Fulani bandits.
These Muslim kidnappers aren't after a political statement either.
It's about them viewing this school as a soft target, them taking these girls, forcibly converting them to Islam, and then taking them on as their wives.
This is Nigeria's worst abduction since the 2014 Boko Haram kidnapping of 276 Christian and Muslim schoolgirls in Chibok. Dozens of those women remain missing today. Since Friday, Unknown Nations has helped many of their local partners move to safety in the spiritual battleground of northern Nigeria. They're looking for chances to share the good news of Christ.
We need to pray that the church in the south begins to mobilize itself, so missionaries are being sent into the north.
Pray too for the families of those missing and for the love of Christ to penetrate northern Nigeria. Next, Israel and Hamas exchange hostage remains while winter rains bring a new level of misery to Palestinians in Gaza. Many live in tents or temporary shelters that are easily flooded by the cold deluge. Gaza's two above-ground churches shelter hundreds of Palestinian Christians from the harsh conditions, but believers are not immune to hardship. Essential supplies for daily life are scarce. President of Bethlehem Bible College, Jack Serra, says,
"We tried to help as much as we could to strengthen them and support them, but it's like living in hell."
Family members outside Gaza, including some who work at Bethlehem Bible College, gather support.
"We mainly communicated and channeled whatever help we could through the churches that are there. We ran a school for many months now, a medical clinic, food, clothing, special gifts for children, or whatever we could."
Nearly half of Gaza's known Christians left the war-torn enclave during previous ceasefires.
"Before the war, there was about 1,000 Christians in Gaza. Sadly, after 2 years of war, I think we have about 600 at a maximum."
Those who remain in Gaza need your prayer. Ask God to help Palestinian Christians trust him with an unknown future.
"Pray for settlement for the Christian community. We need to pray for them that resources will be offered so that they can rebuild their lives again."
And it's estimated that after the war in Ukraine, there will be 5 to 6 million veterans. It's an overwhelming number, and many Ukrainian churches still need training to help them cope with trauma. Steve Prince from Warrior Set Free, a ministry of Set Free, says,
"The universal veteran and warrior experience is facing the real evil of combat and the worst of humanity.
The church must be ready to understand and care for those returning.
And typically, unfortunately, it takes a warrior mindset and someone who's had a similar experience to be able to relate, communicate, and disciple someone who's been in combat."
That's why churches should lean on veterans from earlier generations who understand combat and carry a strong foundation of faith. The goal is to help warriors.
"That they will be able to deal with the combat loss of their friends and the tragedy and the hell that they have seen on the battlefield."
Recently, the ministry connected with Ukrainian veterans to help equip them to guide and support others. It includes addressing suicide prevention and helping veterans heal. As you pray for Ukraine's veterans, pray that
the Holy Spirit will heal them of their trauma and that they will be able to return to a state of peace.
To learn more about helping veterans, we'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the remarkable birth of a media ministry now reaching millions across the Middle East. Look for the banner ad to get your free sample chapter at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Liz Kramer.